Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Yes, yes, please. And if you can make that stuffed crust and hold the mushrooms, I'd be very grateful. Thank you very much. Oh, excuse me. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for tonight's radio play. And tonight we present In Shirley's Wake, a play by Dave Andrew. Oh, dear, you would have thought he'd found something better to do by now. Anyway, I hope you enjoy. Yes, and a side order of coleslaw, please. How much?
What on earth do you think you're doing?
Thawing out.
Look, you're soaking the carpet. That's my washing up bowl. Oh, how disgusting.
Sorry, dear. I was frozen solid. I think I might have frostbite.
But I clean my best dishes in there.
I'm sorry. I'll buy you a new one. I'm only just beginning to feel my feet again.
Oh, I don't believe you sometimes. I really don't.
But I was cold, my love. I had a terrible night.
Oh, don't look to me for sympathy. It's your own fault for sleeping out on the balcony like some aging tomcat. Or in your case, a peeping tomcat.
A peeping what, dear?
Oh, of course. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Please. I'm feeling rather fragile this morning.
Well, if you will sleep out on the balcony when you have a perfectly good bed to sleep in.
But I wanted to come to bed, my dear. I wasn't able to.
And why is that?
Because you locked me out. I couldn't get in.
Oh, yes.
I was banging on the window and shouting your name, but you didn't come.
Well, I was very tired last night. I didn't hear you.
I told you that wine and whiskey was a dangerous combination. I woke up shivering and with a nasty pain in my neck. It was a most unpleasant night.
Not for me. Oh, now, who could that be?
Good morning, madam. I am PC Jacobs from Westbury Police Station.
Police? Is anything wrong?
Is it possible to come in for a moment?
Well, but yes. Yes, I suppose so. Please come in.
Thank you, madam. Straight through to the lounge, is it?
Yes, straight through.
Good morning, sir.
Hello, hello, hello. What's all this, then?
Oh, feeling a little fragile this morning, are we, sir?
Well, I am.
Can I get you something, officer? Tea? Coffee?
Scotch?
No, that's very kind of you, madam, but no, thank you. I will come straight to the point. We have had a complaint from a neighbour across the way there who claims that you were watching him and his good lady yesterday evening whilst they were engaged in a, well, how shall I put this politely, in a delicate moment of intimacy.
Now look what you've done, you dirty-minded little man.
Me? I haven't done anything. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what she's talking about.
You know fully well what I'm talking about. You and that bloody camera of yours. This will teach you to get up to no good with it.
Up to no good? I'll have you know that I was out there all night in the freezing cold waiting for that bloody stupid comet to arrive, and it never came.
Shirley's comet? Oh, but it did, sir. The good lady wife and myself stayed up all night to see it. Oh, it was a marvellous sight. A once-in-a-lifetime event. A true spectacle. Oh, what a pity you missed it.
Yes. Thank you, Constable. You were saying?
He was saying how you got caught spying on the neighbours last night.
How dare you? I did no such thing.
Actually, madam, the gentleman describes the suspect as being a lady, a very animated lady from his description. From where he was, he couldn't tell whether you were shaking a fist at him in anger or waving your enthusiastic encouragement.
Well, I never. Who would have thought it?
No! It was him! He did it! I only looked through the lens to make sure that it was in focus. I had no idea it was pointing at his, at them. It wasn't my fault.
That's as may be, madam, but this gentleman here was not identified to us as the culprit. You were.
But, oh, what's the use?
Fortunately, on this occasion, the good gentleman does not wish to pursue the matter.
Well, that's nice of him.
He has simply asked that you show some restraint in future and leave him and his good lady to enjoy the fruits of their passions without being spied upon.
You can rest assured, officer, that this will never happen again.
Thank you, sir. That would be most appreciated.
Yes, I'm sure my lady wife has learned her lesson now.
What? How dare you?
May I peruse the alleged camera, please, just to satisfy myself that the allegation is sound?
Of course. This way.
Thank you, madam. Is the camera in the same position it was last evening?
Unless he's moved it. Yes, it is.
May I?
Be my guest.
I just want to check for myself. It may be that the gentleman was mistaken and that the camera was not pointing in his direction after all. I'm sure you can understand why he was upset. There are some things which pass between a man and his good lady which are of the most... Well, the most, I mean... Blimey! The most intimate nature and should remain... private... And not for public consumption, just kept between the two of them. The two of them. Cracky. Whoa, I should not be.
Officer?
Not now.
Officer?
Just a moment, please. I am gathering evidence. Oh, good Lord.
PC Jacobs?
What? I mean, yes.
Are you quite well?
Yes, absolutely. Why? May I have a glass of cold water, please?
Yes, of course. Are you sure you were all right? You look a little flushed.
I'm fine. I didn't. Sorry. What was I saying?
That there are some things which pass between a man and his good lady which are of the most private nature and not for public consumption.
Yes, yes, of course I was. Thank you, madam. Yes, so I think you can understand why the gentleman was a little miffed and why he requested that I come along to speak to you this morning.
Yes, of course. I'll get you that glass of water. I think you might need some ice with it too.
Maybe you should move the camera to avoid temptation. Besides, we don't want a fine piece of equipment like this to get damaged. That would really be a crime.
Wouldn't it just?
Did you see everything you needed to, officer?
Oh, that I did, sir. That I did. It is a very good camera. Very clear focus.
It should be for the price.
Your glass of water?
Oh, thank you, madam. That is very kind of you. That's better. Very refreshing.
Another?
No, thank you, madam. I think it best I get on my way. You will remember to move the camera now, won't you?
Absolutely. It's caused enough trouble as it is.
Well, I shall bid you both good day and thank you for your understanding. As for me, I think I shall pop back and give the complainant an update. There is no time like the present, as they say.
I'll see you to the door. I've never been so humiliated in my entire...
Look out!
Now look what you've done!
Me? I wasn't the one who threw the door open like some wild banshee.
Well, don't just stand there dripping, you stupid man. Get me the towel. Here, give it here and get those wet things off.
What? Here?
What do you mean, what here? We're 14 floors up, man. Don't flatter yourself. Besides, the only person who spies on his neighbours here is you. Look, put your wet things in here. You've ruined it anywhere with your smelly, clod-hopping feet, so you might as well. This is ridiculous. Congratulations. In one night, you've managed to ruin my carpet, my washing-up bowl and my reputation. I'll never be able to show my face at the WI again. Now, go away and leave me to clean up your mess again. I'm getting used to doing that. Oh, great. Now I need to mop the kitchen as well. This day keeps getting better and better. Stupid, stupid man. I should have listened to my mother. She always said he was no good for me. And now look, nearly arrested for voyeurism, thought of as a pervert by the neighbours, and my expensive shag pile ruined. Oh, why do I bother? Why do I bother? Be careful.
What?
The floor's wet.
Oh. Oh.
I told you it was wet, you stupid man.
Oh, my back.
Why are you wearing my dressing gown? Look, you're stretching it.
Well, don't worry about that now. Don't turn the taps off before we have a flood.
Oh, you're a bloody liability. Is there anything else of mine you care to ruin? You seem to be on a streak today.
Please, dear. I'm in agony here.
You're in agony? I've been in agony for the past 30 years.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
Where does it hurt?
All over.
Can you get up?
No. No, I don't think so.
Right. Stay there. I'm phoning for an ambulance.
Stay here. Good advice, my dear. Thank you.
Yes, you be facetious while I do my best to help you. That's you all over, isn't it? Hello? Yes, ambulance, please. Hello? It's my husband. He's had a fall and can't get up off the kitchen floor. Is he what? Conscious? Yes, unfortunately he is. No, I can't see any bleeding. Did he hit his head? He says not, but it'd be hard to tell with him. Yes, he's a male, just about. Age? 55 years old. Allergies? Hard work and empathy, mainly. No, I see what you mean, sorry. Yes, he can't take penicillin. It brings him out in blotches. Yes, thank you, that's great. Keep him warm. Well, he's in the kitchen, but yes. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Are they on their way?
Yes.
I feel very vulnerable lying here on my back, looking up at the ceiling.
I don't see why. It's normally your default position.
Please, dear.
I'd better clear up the mess in the front room. I don't want the ambulance service to think we're slobs.
OK.
Ceiling could do with a coat of paint. Can't remember the last time I did that. Certainly wasn't as far back as 2012, though. Oh, look. There's a pound coin under there. Ah, so that's where my pen went. I've been looking for that. Well, what do you know? We got lights under the cupboards. I never knew that. No cobwebs, though. She does know how to keep a good house, my wife. I'll give her that. In fact, there's many things that she does well that I never give her credit for. Maybe I should. She's a good woman, really. Touch too bloody virtuous for my own good. But a good woman, nonetheless.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody, dear.
Oh, blue flashing lights. It looks like they're here already. I shall go and open the main entry door for them.
My love,
Now what?
Thank you.
What for?
For everything you do for me. I really do appreciate it, you know.
Are you being facetious again?
Absolutely not. I'm being sincere.
Well, don't be. It doesn't suit you. I'll be back in a minute. Hello. That was really quick service.
Yeah, well, luckily I was only over the road when the call came through.
He's in here. I'm sorry the flat's in such an awful mess. I haven't had time to clear up.
No problem. Which room is he in?
The kitchen. First on the right as you go in.
Thank you. Ah, there you are, sir. Good morning.
Yes, here I am.
I must say, that is a rather fetching dressing gown you are wearing.
Yes, I used to have one just like it.
Perhaps we should cover you over a little, though. You seem to be a little, exposed down there.
What? Oh, my God! Why didn't you cover me over, woman?
I can't say I noticed anything.
There, that's better. Now, can you tell me what happened?
Yes. She mopped the floor and didn't warn me about it. I went flying over on my arse.
Actually, I did shout to him that the floor was wet, but he, as usual, never listened to me.
Okay, no problem. I'm just going to do some checks. Can you tell me where the worst of the pain is?
Yeah, it's the small of my back, you know, going down to my coccyx.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is the pain?
After 30 years of marriage, it's hard to tell how painful anything is anymore.
Oh, charming.
Can you wiggle your toes for me? That's good. Can you lift your right foot off of the floor? Great. Now your left. Excellent. Now bring your knees in towards your chest and we'll try to sit you up. That's it. Slowly.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, disgusting.
No problem. Just take your time. Rest there for a moment whilst we all take a breather.
I wouldn't breathe too deeply if I were you.
Do you mind?
Okay, ready to go again?
I think so.
Good. Any pain from being in a sitting position?
No, not really.
Great. Do you feel ready to stand up?
Yes, I think so.
That's a spirit. Now, I'll support you. Keep your feet flat on the floor and let me take your weight. Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three. Up you come.
Oh, God, man, really?
Excellent. Now just put your hands on the work surface until you steady yourself. Let the blood go back into your legs. Do you feel dizzy?
No more than usual.
I do, you dirty old sod. That's bloody disgusting.
Good. Maybe we can try and get you into the front room now. Just stay there for a moment. I need to get something from my bag. Oh, Jesus. Right, you go first, and I'll follow. If you feel dizzy, just stop, and I'll assist you.
Okay. Oh, Christ! This carpet's soaking wet!
Are you being serious?
There, just take a seat, cover yourself up. That's good. I'll just take your blood pressure and ask a few more questions. Are you normally fit and well?
Yes, normally.
Do you take medication?
Only headache tablets.
Do you suffer with headaches regularly?
Yeah, they've been pretty regular for the past 30 years.
Right. Now, what's your blood pressure doing? Nope, that's a good reading. Pop this under your tongue for a minute whilst I check your pulse. That's all good. Let's have a look. Great, normal. Well, you'll be pleased to know that nothing is broken and all your vital signs are okay. We'll pop you into casualty just to be on the safe side. I'm sure everything will be okay.
Thank you. You've been very kind.
No problem. I'll pop down to the ambulance and get a wheelchair. Won't be a moment. Oh, and whilst I love the dressing gown, you may want to think about putting something warmer on. Maybe some underpants. You're likely to be out for some time.
Huh? Oh, yes, yeah, yes, I will, yes.
I'll show you to the door and get some things for him.
Thank you.
Have we met before? Your face looks familiar.
It's the uniform.
I knew that was going to sound corny.
Forgive me. I have a warped sense of humour at times. My wife and I have recently moved into the area. We live in the block of flats opposite this one, actually. You may have seen us down at the shops or something. In fact, you could probably see right into our flat from your balcony.
No, why would we do that? I mean, that would just be wrong.
Still, you get a great view from up here. I bet you could see all sorts of wonderful sights.
You can say that again.
Sorry?
Oh, you know, birds, aircraft, that sort of thing. On a clear day, they say that you can see Alexandra Palace from here. Not that I ever have, though.
I don't doubt it.
And your wife? Is she a paramedic too?
No, she's a fitness instructor at the gym.
That makes sense.
I'm sorry?
I mean that people in the emergency services often end up with like-minded people, you know, fitness and all that.
Yes, I'd never really thought about it before. Anyway, I'll just nip down and get that wheelchair. I'll be back in a minute.
No problem. You do that while I get rid of that bloody stupid camera. Oh, Caroline, you wouldn't believe the few days I've had. I wouldn't believe them myself if I hadn't lived them.
Tell all.
Well, wait a minute. I can trust you with this, can't I? Because it's very embarrassing in places.
I'm offended that you even had to ask.
Good. Well, it all started with that comet the other night.
Shirley's comet?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, did you see it?
No, that's a very sore subject, I'm afraid.
Oh, it was wonderful. Spectacular.
Yes, I'm sure it was. Anyway, I'd trusted him to set the camera up so we could get some good pictures of it, but as usual, he couldn't be bothered to do it with any enthusiasm.
Typical.
Uh-huh. Anyway, after I told him to buck his ideas up a bit, I came in to get myself a cup of coffee. When I went back to the balcony, he practically glued his face to the camera and wouldn't let me anywhere near it. He was acting really strangely, as if he didn't want me there.
His usual charming self, then?
No, even worse.
So what was he up to?
I'm coming to that. That's the best part.
Oh, now I am intrigued.
Well, he went to get himself another glass of whiskey, so I looked through the lens. And, well, I couldn't believe what he was looking at. The dirty old sod. I nearly died screaming.
What was it? Come on.
He was watching the neighbours going at it.
Going at what?
You know, it.
Oh, you mean...
Exactly.
Whoa, tell on.
I saw some things that night I've never seen in my entire life. Things I didn't think were even humanly possible. I didn't know what to do with myself.
I think I would have done.
You probably would. But you haven't been married to Mr. Charisma in there for the past 30 years. I get more excited by basket weaving.
Really? You mean you don't, you know?
Not since 2012.
2012?
Yes. Yes, we've already been there. I even phoned into one of those late night chat show thingies to talk about it.
What? That was you? Well, I never.
Anyway, having seen how much fun the neighbours were having, and after the advice I was given by the radio, I thought I'd give it another go, you know. So I dressed up in all my most provocative clothing, opened a bottle of wine, and tried to get the old sod interested in the night of passion.
Oh, things are hotting up.
No, call your ard, my friend. There was no happy endings to this story. When he hadn't followed me into the bedroom, I went out to see whether I could jolly him along a little, and do you know what he had done?
No, go on.
He'd fallen asleep, right there on the bistro chair, with his oversized head on the bistro table.
The bastard.
My sentiments exactly.
So what did you do?
What any self-respecting lady would do in that situation. I locked him out.
That'll teach him.
It certainly did. I must have popped to the loo in the night and realised the door was still locked. So I unlocked it. And he was still snoring like a dray horse at the table. So I left him there and went back to bed. When I got up this morning, he was sitting in the lounge with a towel on the floor and his dirty great feet in my washing up bowl.
Oh, disgusting.
Tell me about it. Not only was I in a temper with him for that, we get a visit from the local constabulary who told us the neighbours had complained that we were watching them. Well, of course, I blamed him.
Quite rightly too.
Well, it was his fault. He was in charge of setting up the camera. I had nothing to do with it.
So what did the police say about it? What happened next?
Oh, Caroline, it was sickening and the most embarrassing thing which has ever happened to me. The neighbour said it was me who was watching them and not him.
But you were watching them, were you not?
Well, yes, but not by choice.
Really, Jane? Come on, this is me you're talking to.
OK. It wasn't by choice at first, and I suppose that I could have looked away and come in and confronted him about it.
So why didn't you?
I tried to, but I just couldn't look away. It was like I was in some sort of trance.
I know what you need, my girl.
But wait, it doesn't end there.
There's more.
Oh, yes, much. I was so angry with him that when the police officer left, I went storming back into the front room to have it out with him. But I didn't know that he was walking towards the door carrying the bowl at exactly the same time. Well, I knocked into him with such force the water went everywhere and he stood there dripping like some cheap garden ornament.
Oh dear.
I yelled at him to take all his clothes off and have a hot bath. I just needed him out of the way because God alone knows what I might have done to him. Anyway, while he was running the bath, I went to empty the bowl into the sink and spilled dirty water all over the kitchen. I was not best pleased, I can tell you. I quickly mopped up and went back into the front room to carry on toweling the carpet. I heard him coming out of the bathroom and going into the kitchen, so I shouted to him that the floor was wet, but he, as usual, didn't listen. And he went down like a felled tree.
Well, that'll teach him. Was he all right?
Well, no, not really. He couldn't get off the floor, so I had to call the ambulance. They took him to A&E.
Oh, dear. I am sorry.
Me too. They didn't keep him in.
Well, that was unfortunate.
Wasn't it just? I thought they'd keep him in for a few days, but they let him come home after only a few hours. Shame, really. I could have done with the rest.
Poor you.
And there's even more.
I don't know if I can take it. I'll need to lie down after this.
The paramedic who came to our flat was only the neighbour who complained about me. I could have died.
Talk about a small world.
Right. I didn't know where to look.
I would have had a good idea. Did he know it was you?
No, I don't think so. He certainly didn't let on if he did. I made sure I had that bloody camera, though.
Good idea. Hopefully he didn't make the connection. So your old man's at home, is he?
Oh, yes. It's like caring for a middle-aged child. He can't do a thing for himself at the moment, and he's driving me mad. He even has this little bell he keeps bloody well ringing whenever he wants attention.
I know what I'd do with that.
Oh, believe me, he's been warned. The last time he rang it for no good reason, I snatched it out of his hand. I showed him the handle end and vowed he'd need a team of the country's finest proctologists to remove it from him if I ever heard him ring it again.
And?
Not a peep out of him since.
Good choice. Oh, bless you. You have been through the mill. I know what you should do.
Ooh, what's that?
Come and join me and some of the ladies at the tennis club.
Tennis? I never knew you played.
Oh, my dear, I don't. But that does not stop me from getting an hour's coaching with Juan. I can certainly say that my stroke has improved greatly since I joined the club.
Honestly, Caroline, you're incorrigible.
Oh, I don't need much encouragement. Why don't you come and give it a try? We are, after all, women of a certain age now. There are endless possibilities at our time of life.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I could.
What have you got to lose?
Well, a 30-year marriage for one.
I refer to my previous question. Look, since I started coming here, my husband and all those of the other ladies have never had it so good. Some of them were lucky to be having it at all until we started coming here.
Don't they suspect that something's going on?
No, and even if they do, they're not going to do anything about it. They're on to too good a thing to spoil it now.
Oh, I don't know. I've never done anything like this before.
In the same way you'd never phoned into a radio show to seek advice on sexual repression before. You only live once, girl.
But isn't this going a little too far?
And what do they say? You should never knock it until you try it. Besides, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You are in control of everything. Why don't you just come down, meet the girls, and we can take it from there?
Well, there's no harm in an afternoon out with the ladies, is there?
That's the spirit. Shall we say 2:30 then at the Riverside Club?
Why not? Yes, I'll see you there.
Oh, good-o. I'll see you later. Ciao for now.
Bye-bye. Oh, God, what have I done?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, did I wake you?
No. It was the noise from the wardrobe which woke me up. Oh, what are you looking for?
My tennis racket.
Tennis racket? You?
Yes, me. I'll have you know that I'm becoming quite the player.
You get out of breath playing Scrabble, let alone tennis.
People change, you know. I may surprise you someday.
I doubt it.
Have you seen it or not?
I never even knew we had one. Are you going out dressed like that?
Yes. Why?
Well, wouldn't you be a little, cold?
I'm off to a tennis club. What would you expect me to wear? A three-piece suit?
When did you join a tennis club?
Last week, when you were spaced out on all that medication the hospital gave you.
Yeah. Man, that was good stuff. Reminded me of the 60s.
You were a child in the 60s. Honestly, you do talk some rot at times.
Regardless of which, it was still good stuff.
It sure was. It gave us both some peace and quiet.
Well, I'm glad I could help. Have you been coming out quite a lot then?
Well, once or twice. I must admit I was a bit reluctant at first. It's been a very long time for me after all. But I seem to be picking it up nicely again.
Well, you certainly look happier. I even thought I heard you singing the other day.
Oh, yes. I've been hitting some very high notes lately, that's for sure.
Good. Well, I'm glad you found something you like doing. Hey, maybe when I'm better, I can join you.
I don't think that's a very good idea, do you? Not with the way your back is.
No, you're probably right.
Besides, a husband and wife should always have their own interests, don't you think? It can bring them even closer together if they spend time apart.
Maybe you're right.
Oh, believe me, I know I am.
So what you got planned for this afternoon?
Well, I'm not sure yet. Maybe a singles match to start with. But then we might move on to some mixed doubles later, depending on how many people turn up.
Mixed doubles?
Oh, yes. They're always the most interesting games to take part in.
Sounds like fun.
You don't know the half of it.
Sorry?
Nothing. Right, I'm off. I may order pizza for our tea. I'll probably be too tired to cook.
Hmm, that sounds nice.
See you later. Oh, how's your back feeling, by the way? Will you be up for a little exercise when I get back?
Oh, it's a bit soon for me to go out for a walk just yet, dear.
Going for a walk? Right. Never mind. See you later.
Right. Now, where did I put that girly magazine? Ah, there it is. Oh, no, not again. Help! Help! Dean Shirley's Wake was written and directed by Dave Andrew and featured the vocal talents of Peter Preston, Caroline Tattersall, Frankie Oldham, Sarah Robinson, and Dave Andrew. The theme, Fluffing a Duck, is written by Kevin MacLeod and provided copyright free. All sound effects used in this production are also copyright free and obtained from various online sources. Thank you so much for your company. We do hope you've enjoyed our presentation. Good night.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.